This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, April 6th. It's 6:09 in the morning. A couple things that we're going to be doing on the show today. First of all, these Capeless Hero segments that we've been doing, you can find them at radioalice.com/hero. This is your chance to tell your story. If you're out on the front lines, whether you're in healthcare or at a grocery store or working with animals. In fact, today we have Anne from Oakland Animal Services who we're going to talk to about 8 o'clock. You can nominate someone as a Capeless Hero if they're too busy, say, to nominate themselves, or you can nominate yourself. It's just a chance for you to, for us to say thanks and for people to hear what you're doing and for you to give some shout outs to friends. Just if you think that that might be fun, email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at radioalice.com and tell us more about your essential job. Please include your phone number so we can get a hold of you. That's very helpful. Also, and I know we've mentioned it a bunch of times, but if you're looking for official updates on this, you know, the thing is news is coming from every angle. If you want official updates, text COVID-19SF to 888-777, and that's where you can get them. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app, and it's free. Make sure to post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag StayConnected to keep us in the loop.
I was on it this weekend.
And you go look?
It was working. I was on Radio.com.
Oh, Radio.com, right.
Excellent. That app.
Woo! Mwah. I mean, have you ever experienced a better app than that?
It really works. Yeah. Radio.com is very cool. I wasn't using the app in particular. I was on my laptop, but still, mm-hmm. Radio.com.
Woo.
Excellent.
Yep. It's like, you know, prime app. Real estate.
I was listening to our sister station, Alt 105, which
you're doing a thing on there. Talk about that. We should put that on the rundown, too.
I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
You should say, you know, what you're going to do.
I'm just going to have a little side hustle.
Oh. Yeah.
Just a little side piece, kind of. Just
a little side piece. That's so you're cheating on me.
Well, it's a quickie. It's not really. I mean, it's a little quick. I think I'm going to do like an hour or two show.
But
music driven.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
I don't
your
know.
Wheelhouse. So that'll
well,
work.
I like music, and so we'll see. I mean, you know how these things go. They
get
great
talked about, and you
well,
know.
They're great, and sometimes they take, and other times that didn't work out. We're gonna cancel that. Okay, that's all right. I have my gig.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
doing
cancel
my
gig.
Yeah,
but that's you know. Well, let's sure we'll give this other
whatever. You know what I mean? Look, radio. You may have heard radio's having as much trouble as anybody is, and they're trying to figure it out. And so, you know, radio in general, though, is a business where the sky is falling from the day I started, which was 30 years ago, or however long I've been in radio. I remember people in the halls being
since.
Like, well, that's it. I'm fired. I'm like, God.
I got to look for another gig.
What is with you people? Every day you think that you're fired. Yeah, because it's radio.
And that
anyway.
That is the way it goes a lot of times.
I'm not sweating it. I can't go there. I'm old enough now that I'm like, look, I'm going to do my thing. I can't. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not in control.
Just make sure that we get the details as soon as you have them. And you know,
all right.
I want to talk about it. I think that's cool. I think it's
great. I do, too.
All right, let's start the trash here. Pink had the coronavirus.
Oh.
And it sounds
and
like
she's okay?
She's fine, actually. She says she put up an Instagram post about it. It actually sounds like her 3-year-old son, Jameson, had it too. You know, she's been... I follow Pink on Instagram, and she's actually been super... even while she was clearly had this and was recovering from it, she was prolifically posting on there. I've been seeing a lot of stuff from her, a lot of live stuff, and just her sitting at her piano singing, which is nice. Because she's amazing. In an Instagram post, she said, 2 weeks ago, my 3-year-old son Jameson and I were showing symptoms of COVID-19. Fortunately, our primary care physician had access to tests, and I tested positive. My family was already sheltering at home, continued to do so for the last 2 weeks following the instructions of our doctor. And just a few days ago, we were retested, and we are now thankfully negative. She went on to bitch about testing not being widely available in the U.S., adding that, and you know, it is, you know, when you're Pink, they find a way to get you two tests, the one that you had to say you have it and the one that says you don't have it. And she's bitching because it's not widely available, saying it's necessary to protect our children, our families, our friends and communities. She also announced she's donating $1 million to health workers, healthcare workers on the front lines, which is a lot of people are really stepping up. It's amazing. You know, you hear these huge numbers that people are putting out there to try to help. Duran Duran bassist John Taylor also was confirmed to have coronavirus. He is also over it. Thank God. Duran Duran will soldier on. Yacht Rock superstar Christopher Cross. Is he the sailing takes me away?
I don't know that guy.
Where I'm going.
I think he's in Toto.
Oh, Christopher Cross?
I don't know.
I think he's his own guy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like he would be in Toto, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does.
Like, that could have been a Toto song.
Uh-huh.
He also tested positive, and he says COVID-19 was the worst illness I've ever had. Meanwhile, COVID-19 took the lives of actress and author Patricia Bosworth.
You know her work?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
But they seem to think she's a big enough celebrity to put on here. And former New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey also succumbed. Actress Lee Fierro died of complications from the virus. She played, I guess, the mother in Jaws. Not the mother of Jaws, but somebody's Alex's character in Jaws. She was 91 years old, so
okay.
That sort of fits into the demo that's really having the hardest time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is so sick because he was confirmed to have coronavirus. He's so sick he's in the hospital, which is never a good sign when they're actually letting you in the hospital with this thing. Because most people, they're just sending them home and saying, you know, call us when you can't breathe. He tested positive for the virus a little over a week ago, and he's got persistent symptoms. And that's really all they're saying about it. But for him to be in the hospital is saying something. Marianne Faithfull, the singer-songwriter, she's also been hospitalized with the virus.
Man.
I know. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin announced Friday that she has it. Chills, aches, a fever. She says, though she's home, she's doing okay. She says, I've been social distancing, doing all the things we're being told to do. Still, it got me.
That's what I'm afraid of. And
right.
That's what I think everybody's afraid of. I feel every stupid thing that happens within my body, I feel like, oh, it's on, it's happening.
That's it. It's happening now. Elton John is putting up $1 million to help prevent people with HIV get COVID-19. Jimmy Kimmel and Jennifer Aniston gave a $10,000 Postmate delivery, you know, that's a food delivery thing, gift card mm-hmm. to a nurse who wound up getting the coronavirus. And they're also giving gift cards to all the other nurses on her floor. I actually wonder if healthcare workers who get it and recover are sort of like the new front line. You know what I mean? If you're working with these people and you wind up getting the coronavirus and recovering from it, if you're trusting that it's like most viruses where now you're immune to it or you have some immunity.
Well, I think the better test is, can they get it again?
Well, right, exactly. And they're testing that. You know, I mean,
right.
There are people who are like, okay, I'm better. I'm going back to work. Adam Sandler, Howie Mandel, and a bunch of other comics, they did something, an online charity event called Laugh Aid, and that raised about $300,000 for struggling comedians. Because, look, you know, we know our own struggling comedian. His name is Scott Capurro, and he's, you know, 8 o'clock every night. I told him he should move it to 805. Did you notice that the howl is everywhere now?
They had it here at my house over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah. It's this is the 8 o'clock howl, which we just sort of started hearing about, and has crescendoed. Like, it's so loud that inside your house at 8 o'clock, you're like, oh, yeah, the howl. Let me go out there and do that. But that's spread. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's neat. It's cute.
It is. And, you know, it's a way to... They say originally the whole idea of it was to, you know, sort of show your solidarity with the people who are out there on the front lines fighting it. But honestly, I stand out there and I listen to it and I think it's a really cool demonstration of us all being in something together. Like, we're all, it's this kind of lovely thing where all of us, it's the primal scream therapy at the end of the day that we're all stuck in our houses and...
Well, and we're also bored out of our heads.
Absolutely. So that's maybe one little light spot that we can look forward to when we all get out there. And it's lasted a long time, too. I'm like, dude, it's 10 past. Stop howling. There's the one guy. But, the one guy still up there yelling.
Where's he got to be, though? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Let's see what else here. Tom Brady is donating 10 million meals to people in need. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson, they're still a thing.
Yeah, but, you know.
I guess maybe because they're stuck in a house together, self-isolating. Like, right. She's like, I can't wait till this is over. They actually went out. They delivered 120 tacos to healthcare workers at a local hospital, but not before she gave them a buzz cut. If you go to her Instagram, or maybe it's his. Let me look. Hold on. Let me hit this real quick. This is his Instagram. He had lovely, long, messy, blonde surfer dude hair, and she went and cut it all off. So if you're interested in watching that guy get a buzz cut, go to Cody Simpson.
That's another business. You don't even think of all the businesses that are being affected by this, but yeah, hairstylists.
Yep.
I know Christina wants to go get her hair cut.
Well, and people who go and get their hair professionally colored. God, I really feel like I cut my own hair and I color my own hair. I'm not bothering though right now.
You're built for this. Is that what you're saying?
I'm built for this.
Okay.
It's already a isolationist. Whatever the hell. Let's see. Astros pitcher Justin Verlander, he's donating his weekly paychecks to the coronavirus effort. And the Indianapolis Colts owner his name is Jim Irsay. He is donating 10,000 N95 masks. I don't know where he got those, but he's donating them. Dr. Drew, who I really like Dr. Drew.
I do too.
He is apologizing for getting this corona thing wrong at the beginning. He was one of those people sort of yelling that it was no worse than the flu. In fact, if anything, it was far less bad as the flu and was telling people not to freak out. There's actually a video going around that compiles several minutes worth of him. They're calling them ignorant comments and...
Do we wait till 20,000 people die and then start panicking?
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
That's the point. It's not going to happen.
I believe you.
It's not going to happen. We predicted from the beginning that this is going to be worse than the flu.
Way less virulent than the flu. So it's a reminder that you're more likely to die of influenza. So go ahead and get your flu shots. Doesn't hurt anybody. That should be the headline. Way less serious than influenza. That's the headline.
You know what the 2% lethality thing is you have there? Are you talking about the coronavirus thing? It's less than 2%. It's like 0.02%. Less dangerous than influenza. Less dangerous than influenza. Your probability of dying from coronavirus, much higher being hit by an asteroid, I would say.
So
it goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million things. And actually sounds like he's just doing the opposite of fear-mongering.
So your mom posted something.
Oh, I saw it. Ugh.
Yesterday?
I think so.
And I don't disagree. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, deaths from coronavirus. And then it shows the deaths of flu and all the other ways that humans can get sick and die. The thing about the coronavirus, though, is the speed with which it has started taking us out. So while you may go, oh, cigarette deaths, which are on that list. Well, people smoke their whole life to ruin their lungs and get to that point. This isn't about that. This is about something that's sweeping across the world with a speed that I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we need to be taking this seriously and not looking for ways to minimize it. Like the fact is, like you just said, for the next 2 weeks, these are what did you call them? Like the peak weeks. These are the weeks that we need to not go out. And I get it. Everyone's sick of it. Everyone's sick of hearing it. Yes, there are things that kill more people. This is serious. We're all sitting in our houses and the stock market's in a tailspin and people are losing their jobs left and right. And the whole world is changing as we know it. And that's all for a reason. Not because it's a hoax or because it's not, you know, worth worrying about.
Right.
Anyway, he's apologized for the whole, for the comments. And he actually did like a live chat of some kind. I'm not sure what the vehicle for that was, but he waited and he mentioned several times that he'd gotten it wrong. In only her fifth address to her nation in her 68-year reign, Queen Elizabeth said, "We will succeed! And that success will belong to every one of us! No! Stop talking to other people! Please wrap your head in fur! Or whatever you people have, I don't know. But stop putting your sputum out into the air!" She didn't say any of that stuff.
Sputum?
Yeah, sure. You know, the stuff that comes out of your mouth, man, you sputum. Sputum!
Is that That's officially what you the word?
Sure, sputum.
So spew is short for sputum.
I don't know. S-P-U-T-U-M. Sputum. You sputum!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a word. I mean, I did just add it to the Queen's speech. I don't think she said that, but, you know, I figured she would not say, "Don't put your spit particles in the air." She would say, well, the actual word.
I'm familiar with spew.
Sure.
And I would have spelt it differently as well.
Well, yeah, but spew is a word, and it's called S-P-E-W, to spew something outward. Like, you could spew your words. You could, you know, spew paint, spew milk, whatever. But
I'm
sputum.
About to spew that
sputum
last beer
is specifically spit.
Right. Oh.
It is, yes.
Yeah, huh. It's your spit. Right. It's your okay. sputum.
A mixture of saliva and mucus coughed up from the respiratory tract, typically a result of infection or other disease, and often examined microscopically to aid medical diagnosis.
Oh, well, here, cough on this and we'll examine it. Yeah, cover your spew hole, is what I meant to say.
Sputum.
The sputum.
All right, everybody, Your assignment for today is you sputum in
shouldn't
a sentence.
Shouldn't be hard. Not today.
Without making everybody stop and stare at you and go, "What the hell did you just say?"
Oh, sputum. Well, let me see if there's anything else here. Let's see. This is totally not about coronavirus. You want one more thing? Not about
sure.
coronavirus?
Yeah.
Formula One mogul Bernie Ecclestone. He is 89 years old and about to be a dad again.
Was he in Cars with you?
Bernie Ecclestone?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know all my co-stars from that. I only know the big ones.
There were quite a few, though, that were from NASCAR fame.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
announcers, I think. Anyway.
Ecclestone, though, is a name I've totally heard. Maybe he was in there. Anyway, he's got a hot, let's see. His big sister will be 65. He's got a wife by the name of Fabiana Flossie. She's Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian.
She's hot. I'm looking at the picture of her.
I bet.
She's 44, you know. He is expecting a son this summer. He says he's not worried about having a newborn at such an advanced age. I don't see there's any difference between being 89 and 29. Really?
What?
Yeah, he doesn't see any difference.
So he's just not going to touch it. Well, at all, right?
Right. I mean, as far as he's concerned, that's a new great-great-grandson for him. It's his first son, by the way. He actually has three daughters from previous marriages. Petra, who's 31. Petra, I feel like, is the one. Did she buy the old Spelling Mansion? Or some giant place in L.A.? Like, she's, I feel like I've heard of Petra. Tamara, who's 35, and Deborah, who's 64 years old.
Are all kids of this Ecclestone?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the lady who bought the mansion in Beverly Hills was the daughter of, like, some Russian oil mogul guy.
That does sound right. I don't know where I've heard of Petra then.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, hold on. Petra. Petra bought the Spelling Mansion. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Petra... of the Ecclestone fortune?
Yeah, that's correct. I think she might have had a husband, and maybe he was the mogul guy.
I can't imagine the dude has accumulated the kind of wealth that his daughter could go by on her own. Could go by. Wasn't the mansion like 100? What was it? What did it
I think it was 100 million bucks. She actually sold it last year for $120 million. And at that time, it was the most expensive home in Los Angeles.
Wow. All right. Look at you remembering stuff.
Ecclestone, 89 years old, having his first son. So, see, there you go. A story that's not about coronavirus.
So you just fake this feeble, I can't remember anything when it's convenient, but you actually remember everything. Is that what's going on?
No, some things. I mean, I remember things that don't matter. Like, did that, I mean, I guess that sort of mattered to the story, but, you know, seems like things I really should remember, I don't.
Okay.
Just remember stupid stuff that nobody, that, you know, it's good at cocktail parties. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I got the latest information you need to know, and then we'll do some nonsense like fast facts after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.